With your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Sometimes it's more fun than others. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up and around about now, it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. And because we're having to say months, we're breaking the guidelines tonight. You know, I make these guidelines for the show. I used to have them because we had the call-in component of the show for the Mad Libs. And, you know, people are rowdy. And you give them a little taste, and next thing you know, they're calling back, they're doing stuff on the radio they shouldn't be doing. We had to have guidelines. We had to. And we've maintained some of them over time, and others I've created for myself so I don't get out of control. So the idea of doing only one all radio obituary, not retrospective episode during the year has been a pretty easy one to keep. But this year, not so much. Not so much. So we got so much piling up over there in the corner that it's clear that tonight we're having an all radio obituary episode. So I didn't think I was going to pull that off, but I did. I did. Mostly because I had leftovers from previous weeks, so just that kind of thing. But we're just going to go ahead and jump right in, and you just know that it's all obits all the time tonight. But we'll still have fun over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Somehow we manage to do that no matter what happens. But one of my favorite things happened this week around the obits. One of the members of our ever-embiggening staff decided, I think there's an obit out there that I want to take on. And in a quest, as many of us, quest just like this, in the quest to be much more like Ambassador Feelgood Scott Cornish. Our chairman of the board in the New York office, Sweet Joe Silver, he stepped up to take on the initial radio obituary tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The initial radio obituary is for Lyle Ritz. Ritz was known as the father of jazz ukulele. He was also a prolific studio musician who played acoustic and electric bass on numerous recording sessions as part of the Wrecking Crew, the loose collection of musicians that dominated the LA studio scene for many years, particularly in the 1960s and 70s. Ritz's first musical instruments were the violin and the tuba. He first picked up the tenor ukulele while working at a music store in Los Angeles. Ritz recorded two jazz ukulele albums in the late 1950s. These albums did not sell well upon their initial release, but over the years they went on to become influential among ukulele players, particularly in Hawaii. Ritz then mostly put aside the uke and concentrated on his career as a studio bassist. By his own estimate, he played on over 5,000 sessions. The list of artists with whom Ritz recorded includes Frank Sinatra, Ray Charles, Tina Turner, Johnny Mathis, Sonny and Cher, The Monkees, Dean Martin, and Linda Ronstadt. Fans of the Beach Boys will have heard Lyle's bass playing on the album Pet Sounds and the single Good Vibrations, among other recordings by the group. After retiring from studio work, Ritz resumed performing and recording on the ukulele. He was inducted into both the Ukulele Hall of Fame and the Musicians Hall of Fame in 2007. Lyle Ritz recently passed away at 87. It's the initial radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
or Brian.
Another album?
Oh, Jesus.
He's cutting us out.
That's side two to your album.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
God.
This is what happens after the fire.
Who wrote it? I did.
So you did.
Well, it was.
I did.
Just hire it.
Actually, it was kind of a joint effort.
I want my half, though.
I want to be around take one.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe Silver. The post-initial radio obituary is for Joey Powers. He was an American pop singer and songwriter whose record Midnight Mary reached number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 in January 1964, but he had no further hits. Relegated to being known as a one-hit wonder, but he did become a booking agent and run a recording studio, and, you know, he just generally kept busy into the 70s. After that tune, Midnight Mary, became a hit, he rushed right into the studio, made a full album, which was released in the week of JFK's assassination, so it never got any attention. He went on to record an album with Roy Orbison, another with Bobby Bear. But people were much more interested in the Beatles at the time, so, didn't get much attention. When he started his booking agency and recording studio, the studio was used by Death Row Tull, Tony Orlando, Steve Allen, and the Kinks. So he had a good run there. Joey Powers just passed away at 82. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Radio obituary is for Alan Simpson, the English scriptwriter, best known for the Galton and Simpson comedy writing partnership that he was in with Ray Galton. Together, they devised and wrote the BBC sitcom Hancock's Half Hour, lasted from 1954 through 1961, went on to write the series Comedy Playhouse and Steptoe and Son. Alan Simpson just passed away at 87. It's the next radio obituary. I don't think I said that. This is the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Haven't you finished that paper yet, Kerr?
Now, wait a minute. I haven't read it all yet.
I am not waiting for you to read it. By the time you've stumbled through it, it'll be yesterday's. Give it to me. Hello, hello. They're at it again. You can't trust them, can you? Man denies weekend in caravan. She's nice. 17-year-old model from Gateshead. No ring on her finger. Record crop of rice in Tibet this year. Vicar punches driving instructor. She doesn't look 17, does she? Oh, look at this kitten sitting in the Wellington boot. Isn't it lovely? She's got a nice figure, hasn't she? Hello, I see Mr. X has been had up again. He's in every week. He'll overdo it one day. Seventeen years old, eh? Well, I don't know. I say, there's a good film south of the river this week. I was a teenage rock and roll vampire and kissed the blood off my washboard. Marvellous. Have to get there early before the schools come out. I bet she's nearly 18.
Your peace pudding and bacon's getting cold.
Do you mind?
If you don't want it,
you are not having it. Now shut up and let me read my paper in peace. If she is 17, I'm a Dutchman. I see there's another by-election coming in East Cheam.
Oh, what happened to that nice man who was in before?
He's applied for the Chiltern Hundreds, and I'm not surprised. The right mess up he made of it.
He was a very sincere man.
Sincere? He was up there 3 years and not a sound out of him. He woke up once and yelled out, resign. And even then he was had up on the carpet.
Why?
It was one of his own side speaking.
Hey, I've been thinking, if you break the end off the trombone, it'll look like a trumpet.
I beg your pardon?
The trombone man, if you chop his trombone off...
I'll chop your trombone off if you don't stop. We are discussing politics.
Yeah, okay, it was just a thought. I was just looking at it while it was standing there, and I thought to myself, if you broke the end off the trombone, it'd look just like a trumpet, and then you wouldn't have to buy any more cornflakes because you've got the trumpet player, even if it is a trombone with the end chopped off, which you wouldn't notice unless you looked close and saw where it was broken if you were a musician.
Vote for Kerr. Independent idiot. He'd be a cert. I mean, he explains things so beautifully. He'd have the opposition confused after three lines.
Who are standing this time?
Oh, the usual rubbish. Sir Worthington, great conservative. Arnold Biggs, Labour. Or is it the other way round? You can't tell these days.
Which one's the best looking?
What does it matter what they look like? Honestly, if women had their way, there'd be 612 Robert Taylors up there.
It's not just their looks. I search in their faces for honesty and integrity.
Honesty and integrity. What about the spiv you put in on the council? A right Arthur English he was. And they put the chain of office round him, his shoulders fell down on each side. Yes, you've always been a fool for a pretty face. Things people vote for. Why, this is democracy gone mad.
Who are you going to vote for, then?
Neither of them. I shall show my contempt by going down to the polling booth, taking my form, crossing both their names out and writing, get knotted in. Nothing but the utmost dislike for politicians.
Morning, all.
Oh, hello, Sid. Come in. You're around a bit early this morning, aren't you?
Just on my way home. Popped in for some breakfast. What you got?
What a liberty. Halfway house, this. Hancock's pulling for weary travellers. Come wandering in here for a cup of tea and a change of clothing. We had a bloke in yesterday for a hot dog. I've never seen him before. You come in here at 7:30 in the morning and ask for breakfast. I suppose you've been out all night again.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Working. One of them put me sack down. Right, what you got? I'm starving.
Wait a minute, what's in that sack?
Oh, nothing. A few odds and ends, that's all.
Show me. Odds and ends. 300 weight of assorted lead, yeah? Sawn off rainwater pipes. A few curly bits from under somebody's sink.
All these bits of gas pipe. There won't be a lamp in the high street working tonight.
I found it all lying on a waste dump down the road.
No, you didn't. You've been creeping around Cheam all night with a hacksaw. Every night it's the same. Lead one week, brass the next week, copper the next week. This town will fall to bits if you don't turn it in.
I won't. They're just odd bits I see sticking out of walls. I just trim them down a bit.
You can't go around chopping bits of rainwater pipes off. It's not like pruning trees.
Look, are you going to give me any breakfast or not? I can pay for it. Here, 2 foot of waste pipe.
Get that off my table.
That's worth 7 and a tenner, that bit.
I don't care how much it's worth. Get it off the table. Come in here trying to barter with your night's pickings. 2 foot of pipe for some cornflakes and peas pudding, whatever next. They're worth 2 curly bits and a section of gutter in any time.
You drive a hard bargain, son. Here we are.
That's better. Miss Pugh, give him some peas pudding.
What about the cornflakes, son?
Oh, all right.
Where's the little plastic guardsman?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFMO Medford. I'm Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're doing an all radio obituary episode tonight, so I hope you're enjoying it. We're trying to get back on the level. It's not going to happen, but we're trying. We're going to give it our best and see where it all takes us tonight. But thanks for hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group with us. It's always lovely to see you having a good time over there. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm if you have to do so. Rule number 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you've made the decision to shoot. Rule 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. This is a public safety message from WMFO in Medford. So many more radio obituaries to go tonight. So let us move on to the cleanup radio obituary for Jay Lynch, the American cartoonist who played a key role in the underground comics movement with the Bijou Funnies and other titles, best known for the comic strip Nard and Pat. Sometimes his work is signed Jay-Z Lynch. He was the main writer for Bazooka Joe Comics from 67 through 90. He contributed to Mad, and into the 2000s, he expanded into the children's book field. Jay Lynch just passed away at 72. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It happened long ago, but now I'm a man. I didn't tell a soul, but I hope now you can understand. Yeah.
on to the radio obituary for Wally Pickle. He was an American musician and entertainer who's included in the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. When he was a senior in high school, he played his first professional job with the Jerry Dostal Band, and he soon learned that he could play two, even three trumpets at the same time. That was strange enough, but Wally began doing it while jumping on a pogo stick, to the total amazement of his audiences. In 1950, he formed the band Wally and the Dill Pickles. He continued playing for over half a century, even had a radio show called The Pickle Patch. And that, by the way, that's P-I-K-A-L on KDUZ in Hutchinson. He worked with a who's who of entertainers, including Doc Severinsen, Jim Stafford, Conway Twitty, Frank Sinatra Jr. Wally Pickle just passed away at 90. Let's jump right into his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. To the radio obituary for Shirley Bunny Foy, also known just as Bunny Foy. She was an American jazz singer, percussionist, and songwriter. Raised in a family of musicians, she discovered various kinds of music such as gospel, blues, spirituals, and Caribbean songs, and it moved her to start her career touring at the young age of 17. Shirley Bunny Foy just passed away at, let's see here, that would be 80. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I told the world how much I love you. Now I'm gonna tell it to you. Please believe it. Please believe it. Because it's true. Yeah.
Next up is the radio obituary for Pete Overend Watts. He was an English bass player and founding member of the 1970s rock band Mott the Hoople. Overend Watts just passed away at 69. And it's his radio obituary. We're going to start with one that he wrote for Mott the Hoople right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hi there, your friendly neighborhood sadist wanna take ya for a ride. Oh, tell me all about the nights that I made you cry. Two tiny purple heads that were crawling out across the floor. There's a voice, give me more, more, more. My baby called me when she wanna chill. My baby called me when she wanna chill. My baby called me when she wanna chill. She knows right in her heart I'll never fail. Woman who's late for work, I get a green light, flashing red. Thank you. Like a superstar mouse cow queen whose crown I once played. No, I just run out of aspirin for an aching head. So I guess I'll have to do it just one more time instead. My baby called me when she wanted to sail. Oh,
I've just drunk six of them. I'll have to go and see a man about a dog.
But someday I think I'll leave it all behind. Turn another page, forget the last is past. Never stop to think about the one who lied, left out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the radio obituary for Rick Parfitt. He was an English musician, best known as a singer, songwriter, rhythm guitarist for the rock band Status Quo. Rick Parfitt just passed away at 68. We're going to start off with a tune that you might know better from the Everly Brothers as part of the radio obituary for Rick Parfitt right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back.
Up next is the radio obituary for Richie Ingui, best known as one of the singers in the Soul Survivors, the Philly R&B band. He just passed away at 70. It's the radio obituary for Richie Ingui on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.